for the Hackett for Senate campaign. It's really great to see so many people out so early in this campaign. It is my distinct privilege to introduce the next Democratic senator from the great state of Ohio, Paul.
Any Democrats in the House? All right, here we go. Here's the good news. In 2006, we can win, and we can win big in the state of Ohio. Now, why is that important? Because the state of Ohio is going to help us elect the next Democratic president of the United States in 2008. Yeah! Turn it on. That's why in 2006, we have got to be smart, and we have got to fight in all 88 counties in the state of Ohio, because we as Democrats can win statewide in the state of Ohio, despite the fact that in 15 years, we haven't demonstrated that ability. So, how do we do that? Well, first of all, we've got to spread a message. Come here, guy. Come here. Ready? I haven't seen my kids in a couple of days. In the state of Ohio, we can and we've got to win big in 2006. And how we are going to do that is, first of all, we're going to spread a message of success. We as Democrats got to be proud of what it is that we stand for. We are the party of fiscal responsibility, of limited government, of a strong national defense, and fair trade. Now, some people every now and then when I say that, particularly Democratic activists, say, well, you sound like a Republican. I don't think so. Fiscal responsibility. We are the party that balances budgets.
Yes. Yeah.
Call me crazy. We don't send people to Washington, D.C. to tell us how to live our private life, educate our children, worship our God, or dictate to my wife or any of the women in this room what decisions you make in the privacy of your doctor's office. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the message of the Democratic Party, and that is the message that we have got to fight for across all 88 counties in the state of Ohio, and that's how we're going to win in 2006. Now, with that said, you all are going to play a big role in that. We've got a primary coming up in 3 months, May 2nd. I need your help. I need your help in the primary. I'm asking you to join me. If you're happy with where we are in America today, then you probably are not interested in helping me. But if you share the same concerns that I do, that America is not on the right track, that we're selling the next generation down the river, that we're exporting our economy, and that we're not standing up and fighting for what is great about this country and about our party, if you share that concern, I ask you to take part, join the team, help us take this fight to Washington, D.C., so that we can return a Democratic Party rule in the state of Ohio into the White House. A Democratic Party that doesn't simply aspire to deliver greatness, but a Democratic Party that has the commitment and the sense of service and the will to fight for what is great about our party. Things like peace, prosperity, and the freedoms that define America. I want to be the guy who's going to create and fight for the new Democratic Party and take it to Washington, D.C. Please help me. Please join. And let's get this job done in 2006 in Ohio so that we can deliver the White House in 2008. Thank you. All right, we'll take one up front, we'll take one in the back. Yes, sir.
Okay, so what makes you a better candidate than Sherrod Brown?
I can win statewide.
That's right. Yes.
Hang on. We're short on time, so let me expand on that just momentarily and kind of cut to the chase. Here's the deal. Democrats in the state of Ohio have not been able to elect a Democrat statewide for going on 15 years, right?
Right.
15 years ago, who were the senators in the state of Ohio?
John Glenn.
Howard Metzenbaum. Who was the governor?
Dick Solari.
Okay. Who was the Secretary of State?
Brown.
What happened the last time he ran statewide?
He lost.
Okay, I'm not picking on him. Here's the reality. 15 years ago, the electorate was more receptive to a Democrat statewide, and we haven't won in 15 years. Okay? Why? We have got to go out and fight in rural counties and bring into our party independent voters, moderate Republicans. I think I can do that because I think I demonstrated that ability in the congressional race in the 2nd District.
Yeah.
Do you remember that race?
Yeah.
How did I do that? Well, Adams County was a county, very rural county, very conservative county. I won that county in the 2nd Congressional District. Brown County, we won that county, very rural, very conservative county. Scioto and Pike, we won those conservative rural counties. As Democrats, we can roll out all the Democratic votes. And if the Republicans roll out all the Republican votes, we lose numerically. We've got to bring in independents and cross over moderate Republicans. That's the challenge. That's the possibility of 2006. Because the Republican Party and the moderate Republicans in the Republican Party feel as though their party has left them, abandoned them. They sense that they are no longer the party of fiscal responsibility, which is what got them there. We've got to invite them back and help us to get good Democrats elected both statewide and in the federal offices. I think I can do that. Answer your question? Anyone in the back? I see a hand. Yes, ma'am.
How will you keep Karl Rove out of your campaign?
I don't want to keep him out of my campaign. Bring it on, Carl.
Yeah. I mean, Blackwell from stealing it.
That's a different story. Now, let me go back to this. As you all know, Karl Rove laid out his strategy in 2006 and how he's going to attack and defeat Democrats. You know what it is? He put it clear as day. He said, we're going to paint Democrats as soft on defense and soft on protecting our borders and our freedoms in our country. All right. Now, there may be some Democratic candidates that you can say aren't going to defend their country. But let me tell you something, Mr. Rove. Bring that on. I put my life on the line for this country, and I'll be damned if I let him attack my country. Don't worry. We'll take him on. How's that?
Is that it, Carl?
All right. Where's Trish? Trish, come here. Trish, come here.
Here I am.
Trish, field coordinator of Columbus office, right? Before I turn it over to Trish, I have to apologize. I actually have to be back on the bus to be at another destination. We have to leave by 6:30.
Do I have to be there at 6:30? Do I have to leave?
I have to be there by 6:30. Okay. Thank you very much for coming out. If you're so inclined to support us, please see Trish. This should open up communication up here in Columbus, so ask away. And I know these two guys are going to follow me out. So
we get you the votes. How are we going to make sure they're going to count them this time?
We'll make sure they get counted.
All right.
Thank you.